You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Yep, it's Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. And, you know, it is that period of the show where it's like about 2 minutes or 1 minute or so to half past. So we're going to be trying to get our pastor, Pastor Isaac, on the line so that we can begin our discourse on the armor of God. Just a little intro into our conversation. We're going to be talking about, rather, let's start off with the scripture verse and say, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. That is Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 11. And on the line, we are joined by Pastor Isaac to help us with this conversation. Good day, Pastor. How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing today, Pastor?
I'm okay. How are you doing this afternoon over there?
I am great. Thank you so much, Pastor Isaac, for joining us on the line to have this discussion on the armor of God.
Okay.
This week we are talking about the armor of God and studying each element mentioned in the scripture. But today we're laying a foundation to understand why we need the armor and what we're arming ourselves for. Just to get into our conversation, just so that you know as well who you are talking to. You're talking to Gundo Ramagani. I'm standing in for Zanele Zama today. And I think we can get straight into our conversation. We're going to be looking at what is the armor of God. Please take us through all the different elements of that.
Okay. As we go, we lay out the foundation this afternoon. Allow me just to do some reading of the text of consideration, which is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. I'll read up to 13. The Bible reads as follows. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against. Hello?
Hello, Pastor. Yes, you're back with us.
Hello? Are you getting me?
Yes, we are.
Okay, can I continue?
Please do.
Hello?
All right, it seems that we're struggling with the line with our pastor. Let's just try and get him on another line real quick and continue with our conversation. He was reading from Ephesians 6. And he started from verse 10 and he was going to stop at 13. So right now, we're trying to get him back on the line, but I hope that this is a better signal. Good day, Pastor. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can continue now, isn't it?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm reading verse 11 of the whole, of 11 of chapter,
Six.
Verse 11 of the chapter 16 of Ephesians, which says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wills of the devil. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13, therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Now, a quick introduction to our study is as follows. When you read through these verses, you realize that they are two forces, opposite forces that are at war in this world and eventually into our personal lives. Two forces are at work. Now, It is a great controversy that has been going on between Jesus and his angels and the devil and his foreign angels. So it is the issue of personal engagement in spiritual matters.
Right.
Now, the devil, or the diabolos, as he is called in Greek, he has been trying to use different tactics and methods to win us back to himself. Quickly remember that when Adam and Eve broke the commandments of God by partaking of the forbidden tree,
yes,
the devil assumed the leadership and ownership of this planet Earth, including the human race. And now, at the fullness of time, Jesus Christ came and died for the human race, buying us back to himself, reconciling us back to the Father. Now, even when the devil knew that he had lost this case, he has continued to wage on this war. He has been employing different methods to try and win us back, so that probably we can die with him in the lake of fire. So that is the introduction of this passage that of considering this afternoon.
Right, right. Just starting to layer that foundation, or dig in that foundation. And why is the armor important for every Christian on a daily basis?
Well, the armor, if we talk of the armor being important, it is important just as we have laid out this foundation. It is important that each individual, each believer, puts on this armor, because it is that which is going to usher us into this battlefield. I've never seen a soldier who goes to the battlefield without any preparation, without the equipment that they need to use in the war.
Right.
So we as Christians, we need to equip ourselves with this armor of God, which is a gift from God, so that we are able to face this enemy. In fact, the verse 11 actually answers us. It says, so that we are able to withstand the devil's attack.
Right. So, essentially, with that knowledge, whose responsibility exactly is it to put on the armor? Is it yours? Is it God's? Can a parent put on the armor for their child?
Come again?
Essentially, my question is, whose responsibility then is it to put on the armor? Is it ours? Is it God's? Can a parent put on the armor of God for their own child?
The responsibility actually of putting on this armor of God is an individual work. It's an individual work that each one of us needs to actually partake or get involved into.
Right.
I'll quickly give you an example of when Jesus was talking about the parable of the 10 visions. Now, we see that in that parable that there were 10 visions, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. So each one of them had the responsibility of filling their lamps with oil individually. No one could ask the friend to do the filling on their behalf.
Right.
So it was their own responsibility to see him. So equally, it's not our fathers, it's not our mothers, our sisters or brothers, it's our only individual responsibility to claim the promises of God so that we are ready for this battlefield.
And then, I mean, it's very difficult to go, for example, to go play a sport and you are wearing, let's say, the wrong uniform for the sport. You're wearing a soccer outfit for a rugby match. It will not work. Either way, also, sometimes you may not even know how the gear works. So it's important to understand it for yourself in order to be able to be a part of the sport or the game. And I guess even in life, the same. You have to take responsibility for the armor in order for it to work for you. Who or what is our warfare against in the bigger, grander scheme. I think you touched on this a little bit.
Okay. Now, just before I answer that question, maybe a quick recap or just an emphasis on whose responsibility it is. When we read actually the other message also in Mark, Jesus is telling us that he is like a man who goes out in a far country and leaves the servant to be in charge of that household. Now, each one of the servants was given what to do. Now, it was an individual work and responsibility to fulfill their duty. No one asked the team to do their part, but actually each one of them.
Right.
Now, coming to your other question, we are waging against the principalities of darkness. Now, this is a spiritual battle. So we are facing the enemy that we do not see. We are actually invisible. We cannot see him with our own eyes. We cannot touch him with our own hands. But he is actually involved in our day-to-day life to try and see how he can bring us down in our spiritual life.
Right.
And so it's a very dangerous fight. It is quite difficult. So we are only dependent upon the blessings or upon the gifts of the Holy Spirit upon us from God, so that we are able to go into this battlefield, or else the enemy will destroy us. We cannot use our only wisdom or methods to actually withstand it. So we are waging against the principalities of darkness. They cannot be seen, and so we are just dependent upon the power from above.
And with that, like, considering you're fighting about powers that you cannot see, is it even possible then to put on only parts of the armor?
No, it is not actually possible. Now, going back, look at the way the Roman soldier was dressed.
Right.
They had a full, kit as they went into the battlefield. Nothing was left out. Everything that they needed to do, they had to put on. Starting from the head up to the feet, they had to equip themselves so that any part of the body is protected from the enemy's attack. If they neglected anything of that, then the enemy would take advantage of that negligence and attack them and kill them. So in this regard, we cannot just put on part of the armor. We need actually the whole armor of God so that we are ready for this fight. As we said earlier on, it is a spiritual fight. So we need the spiritual stamina. We need spiritual guidance. We need to attain that level where we can say, now God is mastering us against these enemies that are not seen. So we cannot just go there with our own power or part of the armor. It has to be the whole armor that we need in this war.
Right. I say this with, so essentially you can't just walk in with the sword. You cannot just walk in with a shield. You're going to need everything in order to fight this invisible character, but very much present, trying to pull us down each and every day. And I think this was a very nice foundation to the bigger conversation of the armor of God. And I'd like to thank you, Pastor Isaac, for joining us to open up this conversation on Ephesians 6.
Thank you very much. We will continue tomorrow. And I hope everyone is enjoying this study. We have laid the foundation, but tomorrow we'll go deep down into our study,
right,
and finish it up. Although we didn't actually look at the elements that we needed, or the elements that were actually the Roman soldier were able to put on, because it was actually the belt around the waist, was the helmet on the head, it was also the shoes or the boots on the feet, it was a shield, it was actually the sword. Six of these elements were needed as the Roman soldier went into the war. So as far as we start our study tomorrow, we have to look at all these things, the meaning and the intention in our spiritual battle. Thank you very much. Shall we pray together?
Yes, please.
Our God and our Father, thank you this afternoon for giving us an opportunity to dig down into your word. We pray that as we continue to start the world this week, the Holy Spirit will energize our minds, giving us with your presence that we are able to get whatever we want us to learn from your word. We are living in the time of the end, and the evil one is doubling his effort to destroy us. We pray for your grace from on high right now. Bless everyone. You just want to call this thing. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Isaac. Have a blessed rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
And that was Pastor Isaac joining us all the way from Zambia to discuss the beginning and the foundational elements of the armor of God. This will be the Bible study corner for the rest of the week, and it will be getting deeper and diving inner to this conversation tomorrow. We really thank Pastor Isaac for joining us for that. At the moment, we're going to have a little bit of some music. And when we come back from that, we are going to be getting into our traffic. So stay tuned for that. And also send me your traffic updates if you're currently stuck in traffic and perhaps you just like to share where you are. You can send that through to 073-470-3520. That's 073-470-3520. And I'll be sure to report it during our traffic update. Let us go for a little bit of music.